The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
Thanks for tuning in. We, again, want to welcome our new SiriusXM radio listeners in the U.S. and Canada. But we do want to remind all of you how you can connect to us. So Melody always spearheads that portion of the show. So Mel, why don't you tell them all the ways they can connect to us?
Well, the primary way of getting a hold of us and really sort of the hub for all of our connecting points is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Don't forget to put the radio at the end, or you're going to end up on a totally different website that has nothing to do with us. So it's crossroadsofhealthradio.com. There's some little bios about us. If you're one of our newer listeners, one of our new friends out there, and you just want to learn a little bit more about us, there's some bios on there. But you can also catch all the show archives as well. And that will hold true, too, if you miss any part of the show and you want to hear or re-listen. The archives are usually up within a day or two of the day that it airs, and the code and the information for that week will be up there, and you can go ahead and access that information all week long. On there is also a link to our web affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com. Shopnaturalproducts.com sells everything that we make, that we talk about. Sometimes we talk about things we don't make because we're really just here to give you good, healthful information to help you optimize your wellness.
Yes,
so, you know, we make a lot of different products and they're very science backed. So we're here to present all of that information to you, but also just give you some really good practical advice. So we're not always talking about everything that we make, but everything we do make is on shopnaturalproducts.com. So they carry everything that we make, but they sell it at 10% off every day. So there's an everyday discount if you ever want to buy anything there. And I think their shipping's pretty low. It's like $5.99. But then when we focus on particular topics during a show, we will usually give you an additional discount. And it's normally about 25% on top of that for that whole week when you use a code that we give out during the show. You know, so just keep tuning in. We want to keep it fresh. We want to keep it interesting for you. Primarily, we really just want to make these things that hopefully can help you, available to you, and available at a price where it makes it easy for you to make the decision to go ahead and get started. But again, crossroadsofhealthradio.com, there's a link to our Facebook page. I post information there. I post links to the show, to the archives, questions at crossroadsofhealthradio.net, or you can call us at 424-703-4150 and leave us a voicemail.
Say that one more time. That was a little fast.
424-703-4150. 50. Sorry about
that. Okay, I got it that time.
So, crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
This week and next week, we are going to be focusing on thyroid health. This is a really big issue. Dr. Stengler has many, many patients that especially suffer from hypo or low thyroid, but there are also many people that suffer from hyper or overactive thyroid. So this week, we're going to be focusing primarily on the hyperthyroidism, and next week we're going to be focusing on the hypo or low thyroidism issues. Please email us any questions. If you have questions that we can answer, we can email Dr. Stengler as a naturopathic medical doctor. He can answer for us. We're here to serve you and to best answer your questions. Well, to answer your questions as best as we can. With that, I'm going to hand it over to Melody.
Well, each week we are trying to bring you the latest in natural wellness breakthroughs to help maximize your health. Now, this is something that I just thought a lot of people out there would be interested in. It is talking about toxic health drinks. Okay, so there are all of these various waters or juices that are supposed to be fortified with vitamins, that are supposed to be healthier alternatives to soda, energy drinks, and things like that. But there's a very, very interesting article here that I wanted to share with all of you because it is a little bit shocking
to realize what is really in there. So it talks about how the market has been flooded with functional waters, fortified supposedly with everything from vitamins and minerals to electrolytes, oxygen, fiber, and even protein. So, but if you take a closer look at the labels, you'll discover they're spiking your punch with a lot of unsavory ingredients, many capable of wreaking havoc on your metabolism, hormones, and other physiological processes, and some of which are outright carcinogenic. If you aren't already a label reader, it's time you became one, lest you fall prey to these clever marketing ploys. There's basically a scary mixture of artificial sweeteners, dyes, preservatives. In some of these, you also get propylene glycol, which is a solvent that can potentially result in cell mutations and skin, liver, and kidney damage if ingested in high enough amounts. Now, I know a lot of people out there who drink these things like they're drinking just plain water because they think, oh, it's so much better for me, or I don't like the taste of water, or I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so they're looking for something to sort of substitute water, which is really just the best option. And the Environmental Working Group rates propylene glycol as a moderate hazard. Artificial sweeteners are bad news for your health. They can lead to impaired kidney function, depression, headaches. I know you've got something to talk about with that today. Infertility, brain tumors, and a long list of other serious health problems. And they are unnecessary food additives because there are safe, natural sweetener alternatives. So this is a really, really huge issue. There was a whole book written about it called Sweet Deception. All artificial sweeteners are risky, and it talks about, let's look at the rap sheets of some of the flavor enhancements they put in here. Sucralose, an artificial sweetener also known as Splenda, is associated with respiratory difficulties, migraines, seizures, gastrointestinal problems, heart palpitations, and weight gain. And the list of reported problems is growing by the day. And food dyes, connected to a variety of health problems, including allergic reactions, hyperactivity, decreased IQ in children, numerous forms of cancer. Polysorbate 60, it's an emulsifying agent. It's rated as a moderate health concern by the EWG, and it can be contaminated with ethylene oxide and 1-4 dioxane, two carcinogenic industrial pollutants. So it says, now why go to the trouble of purifying water only to dump right back into it what you've just filtered out, a bunch of toxic chemicals? Makes no sense at all. So it says, you know, enhanced waters have become an enormously lucrative business as people have begun to abandon soda pop for what they believe are better alternatives. Now, there are a few that were listed in this article as being relatively safe. That is Glisso Smart Water, Metro Mint. I know we see them a lot at the trade shows.
All right.
O Water. But it talks about in here, as you can see, a lot of the health drinks contain a lot of dangerous chemicals that you would not want to put into your body. And a lot of them could be referred to as a candy bar in the bottle. Like one of the biggest sellers, which I'm not going to name names, but has a whopping 33 grams of sugar per 20-ounce bottle, which is only 6 grams less than a can of Coke. So you're not really getting much in there. And then Men's Journal put enhanced water claims to the test, found major discrepancies between what the labels claimed and what was actually present. In certain cases, half of the vitamin B it claimed, none of the vitamin E it claimed. The total dissolved solids was advertised to be less than 2.5 grams, but tested at 7 grams. And according to the lab that tested this, the solids could be anything from flavoring to dirt. The vitamin-enhanced waters contain negligible amounts of vitamins and minerals, far less than if you were to take an oral supplement. In most cases, the drinks provided less than 10% of the recommended daily serving of any one vitamin. Sugar content negated any health benefits that you could hope to gain. And same with electrolytes. The electrolyte waters contained insufficient amounts to hydrate you. So with that, we are running out of time, but good information about those drinks that you think are healthy. With that, we'll be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mix tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
Let's face it, we live in a modern world of technology filled with computers, tablets, and smartphones, which is putting a greater demand on the overall health of our vision. Mix that with the normal aging process, and it's no wonder why vision problems are more prevalent than years past. All-natural doctor-formulated Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories provides excellent support for those who want to maintain eye health and also those seeking macular support as they age. Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories is packed full of potent antioxidants and valuable nutrients that are vital for vision and retinal health. These nutrients cannot be produced by the body and are rarely consumed by the typical American diet. Therefore, supplementation is crucial. Many of the ingredients included in Vision Health have been used in studies for their role in supporting eye health. To learn more about Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Vision Health can also be found at finer health stores in your area.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Ultra Laboratories is a raw whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics, therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue, and offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Ultra Laboratories, visit www.ultralaboratories.com. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson.
I just wanted to remind everybody how they can connect to us. And again, the major hub is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. If you've missed any part of the beginning of the show and you want to listen back to the archives, you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
My talking points on migraines, which does tie in with, especially with artificial sweeteners. But before we talk about all that, we were mentioning over the break how the big company that you were mentioning, that sugar, their brand is actually manufactured by Coca-Cola. And what's so funny is so many of the health brands out there are manufactured by companies like Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble. And these companies, they buy up all these health companies. That doesn't mean the health products are necessarily bad, but it's just they don't have the same goal that we have at Ultra Laboratories that these companies have before they sold to these large conglomerates. So it's just unfortunate, but so often we think we're dealing with a really, you know, healthy company and it's some big conglomerate behind it. And that's one thing with Ultra Laboratories. You know, I'm the CEO of the company. My brother and I, we are 100% owners in this company. Nobody else owns any stock in this company. And I make things the way I want them to be because I take those 105 pills a day, and I want to make sure I'm controlling everything that we do.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. You can actually look up the flow chart of who owns who, and it's pretty shocking. Some of the natural products that are out there that are being made by companies that are far from natural. So
yeah, it's really very shocking. But with that, I want to go into the migraine talking point that I have. And this is from Anita Millen, the doctor that I used to work with, and I still do a little work with. And so what she's written is, it's hardly surprising that everyone knows someone who suffers from migraines since they affect a fifth of the population. Those who don't get migraines cannot appreciate how miserable they can be. And I can say I've never had them, so I cannot truly appreciate it, but I know people that have, and it's apparently very bad.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
But yeah, besides the severity of the head pain that can drive sufferers to spend long periods of time in dark rooms, they also cause nausea and vomiting, numbness in the extremities, and problems in speaking in certain people. In worst-case scenarios, blindness, strokes, and even death can result. Unfortunately, because there are multiple causes of migraines and multiple possible treatments, preventing and treating migraines may take some detective work, as well as some trial and error approaches to treatment. The good news is that in many cases, drastic reductions in their frequency and even permanent prevention may be possible. Since migraines add billions to medical expenses yearly, not including lost productivity in the workplace, getting a good diagnosis and proper treatment is definitely worthwhile. While the various prescription medications are available, they are often accompanied by undesirable side effects and are not completely effective. There are actually over 20 causes of migraines that have been determined, and those could be food allergies, nutrient deficiencies, chemical sensitivities, hormonal imbalances, which we've talked about on the show with estrogen dominance and the estrogens and the insecticides, pesticides, and the meat, all that stuff. Hypoglycemia, and even dehydration. So a lot of different issues. Some of the foods that can cause problems in migraines are things such as wheat, corn, dairy, and eggs. Magnesium is often a deficient nutrient with migraines, so that's one thing that you might want to consider, and that's where a good multi comes into play, because having that adequate amount of magnesium is really key. And there are USDA studies that have been done showing there's a severe magnesium deficiency in our soils, and since your body does not produce it, that's very important to get adequate magnesium, and so supplementing becomes a big issue. Chemicals that can provoke migraines include MSG, monosodium glutamate, a common preservative, want to avoid that, also a flavor enhancer, aspartame, which we talked about in Melody's segment, and, you know, not just aspartame, but sucralose, acesulfame K, that's also called ACE-K, all those things can be problematic in relation to migraines. Nitrates, that's often found in pork products like bacon, sausage, nitrates and nitrites.
Not bacon.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, the good news is at Whole Foods, they have healthy bacon that is nitrate and nitrite free. And nitrates and nitrites also inhibit oxygen flow in your body. And since I like to do cardiovascular fitness, I like to run, bike, do things like that, I don't want any of those things because that can be very problematic because you want to get more than enough oxygen, and I don't want anything that restricts my oxygen flow. You know, so again, I appreciate some of the things Whole Foods does, and with bacon, that's a biggie, because I don't want to give that up either. Also, tyramines, which is an amino acid found in chocolate and cheese, those can be problematic. So just chocolate and cheese alone, because they naturally contain tyramines, can be problematic. Some people feel sulfites can cause headaches, but this is controversial. Sulfites occur naturally in some foods. They're also found in wines oftentimes, so that's why it's good to drink sort of a natural wine. Sulfites are hard to avoid, but that's all those things should be avoided. We have friends that they do some natural, like they're Italian.
Organic wine.
Well, they make it themselves, and there's no nitrates. And not that we're big wine drinkers, but it was like, wow, that's cool having wine that doesn't have nitrate or sulfites. Sorry.
That's great.
Hormonal imbalances are more prevalent in women and may involve estrogen or progesterone. Women should pay attention to the timing of migraines relating to their menstrual cycles. Hypoglycemia, excessively low blood sugar, can be remedied by eating frequent small meals. Dehydration can obviously be fixed by drinking more water. So those are just some of the issues surrounding migraines, but it is a very broad issue, and as Anita said, there's some detective work that might need to be done, but all those things can relate to migraines. So the bottom line is in our house, we try and avoid nitrates and nitrites. We don't really drink, so we don't get sulfites. You know, we try and limit our simple sugar intake. You know, and the chocolate and cheese. There are cheeses that don't have as many tyramines, but, you know, in our house, we eat Tillamook aged cheddar because it has very low lactose. There are things you can do practically to sort of hedge so you don't get migraines. But anyway, all that to say, there's a lot of things that can be involved with migraines, so you just want to do what you can.
I know, all those fun foods, the wine and cheese and the chocolate and the bacon, so.
Yeah, right. Well, sorry, everybody's depressed. I might get one of those rude comments that we talked about earlier from that. I don't know.
You don't have migraines, but you might be a lot sadder now.
Yeah, right. So. Anyway, we also want to do our Getting to Know You segment. So, Melody, I'm going to kick it over to you for bringing that to the forefront.
All right. So, this week's code for Getting to Know You is the word winner. W-I-N-N-E-R.
And well, that's better than loser, so.
It certainly is. Well, and in regards to that, we're going to have you try and guess who had a relative who always helped them to win and who had a relative who was always winning.
So your point is who had a relative that was sort of helping them cheat to win? Is that your point exactly?
Wow, that's kind of harsh.
Well, we'll let you know more at the end. So anyway, you can let that simmer in the back of your mind somewhere between now and the end of the show.
Anyways, we both have some fun little stories to share as far as winner goes, W-I-N-N-E-R. That'll be the code for this week. But right on in to hyperthyroidism, Rick. I know there's some great information here that you've got to share with everybody.
Yes, and a lot of this information actually we've gotten from Dr. Stengler because, you know, he has a clinic, as we mentioned. He sees patients that suffer from hyperthyroidism. And hyperthyroidism can actually be what's known as Graves' disease. So when your thyroid is overactive, and people that suffer from hyperthyroidism or Graves' disease are often very thin, because when your thyroid is overactive, you're going to have a very high metabolism. And that's not necessarily a problem for some people. Sometimes I wish I was a little more hyperthyroid, but not that I'm really overweight, but I'm always kind of fighting that battle a little bit. So, but for people that have it, it goes far beyond that, not just being thin, but you can be muscle weakness and, you know, tremors and all kinds of problems, which we'll get into later. But anyway, basically, I want to read something Dr. Stengler has written on hyperthyroidism just for your information. So this condition occurs when the thyroid gland produces too much of the thyroid hormones known as thyroxine, T4, and iodothyronine, T3. Since thyroid hormones increase the metabolism cells, one can experience many symptoms relating to high metabolism. These include irregular heartbeat, nervousness, sudden weight loss, insomnia, and rapid heartbeat. So there you have it. There's some basic things that are obviously not comfortable for a lot of people. Irregular heartbeat can be very concerning. The most common cause is an autoimmune condition known as Graves' disease. This condition is more common in women over the age of 20. As the immune system attacks the thyroid gland, it stimulates the release of an antibody known as thyrotropin receptor antibody, or TRAB, which causes the thyroid to make excessive amounts of thyroid hormones. Conventional therapy offers three main treatment options: antithyroid medications that suppress the production of thyroid hormones, radioactive iodine, which destroys the thyroid gland, and surgical removal of the thyroid. Now, I don't know about you guys, but none of those sound like particularly good options to me.
No, not at all.
Yeah, those who receive radioactive iodine or surgery will develop hypothyroidism, low thyroid activity, which then requires thyroid hormone supplementation for the rest of their lives. So
I have a girlfriend that's in that position.
And this is just so, in my mind, just so wrong. And just, again, we've mentioned not all drugs are bad, but you've got to be very judicious and very careful when you take drugs, because the drug companies are not in the business to fix or cure your problem. They're in the business of selling product, and the way they do that is by managing, helping you to manage your symptoms. So they say, oh, here, we'll give you this radioactive iodine, which will go into your thyroid, and it will kill your thyroid. And then, oh, now you've got low thyroid, you had high thyroid, now you got low thyroid, so now we need to give you Synthroid for the rest of your life, you know, which they make money on. So there are better solutions, and we're going to go over some of those on the show, but we want to make sure that you look at the natural alternatives first. We're not advocating never taking drugs. We're saying certainly take the natural approach first, see if it's going to work for you, and then look at drugs if you have to. So hyperthyroidism can sometimes be reversed solely with natural therapy when it's treated in the early stages. The root causes of the autoimmune response, such as stress, hormone imbalance, chronic infections, or gluten allergy, must be identified and treated. Otherwise, natural therapies can be integrated with antithyroid medications, such as methimazole to maintain a better thyroid balance. So even if you take drugs, you can balance it out with a natural therapy so you don't have to take such high dosages. But this is really just a significant issue for you ladies out there. And I just noticed we're out of time. So we'll be right back.
It's estimated that as many as 59 million Americans have thyroid issues. The thyroid is the master gland of metabolism. When your thyroid doesn't function, it can affect every aspect of your health, and in particular, weight, depression, and energy levels. Thyroid Health by Ultra Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support the body's thyroid activity and maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. Ultra Laboratories Thyroid Health formula contains New Zealand-sourced bovine thyroid glandular powder, Sensorol, the only ashwagandha extract supported by published human clinical studies on energy, sleep, and stress, selenium at 200 micrograms shown to increase free T3, and also rosemary extract in the clinical dosages needed for effectiveness. Thyroid Health by Ultra Laboratories is 100% additive and gluten-free. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Ultra Laboratories, visit www.ultralaboratories.com or simply visit your nearest health food store.
More and more people are taking advantage of the health benefits of coconut oil. Coconut possesses a wide variety of health benefits due to its fiber and nutritional content, but it's the oil that makes it a remarkable source of valuable nutrients. Quality matters when it comes to coconut oil. Frutrient's coconut oil is certified organic, extra virgin coconut oil, providing a healthy form of saturated fat that has been shown in research to help maintain healthy levels of cholesterol. It also has high levels of medium-chain triglycerides, which can be broken down quickly to be readily available as energy. Due to its naturally occurring high ketone content, new research is being done on the benefits of coconut oil for brain health. Frutrient's coconut oil is cold-pressed, unrefined, unadulterated, and is 100% additive-free without any added sugar. To learn more about Frutrient's coconut oil, visit ultralaboratories.com. Frutrient's coconut oil can also be found in finer health food stores in your area.
Have you ever heard of a B complex referred to as the happy vitamin? B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Ultra Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of the full spectrum of B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms, which are rarely seen because they are traditionally so expensive. This unique clinical potency formula contains B2 in its activated R5P form, B6 in its activated P5P form, B12 in its activated methylcobalamin form, and folic acid in its activate methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Be Healthy by Ultra Laboratories can be found at finer health stores in your area, or to learn more about Be Healthy by Ultra Laboratories, visit www.ultralaboratories.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Melody said sometimes they actually collide, but anyway, she said that previously. But anyway, they always intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my co-host, Melody Martirana. And there are a lot of symptoms involved with hyper or high thyroid activity. And Melody was going to go over those with all of you so you can sort of relate what some of those symptoms might be.
Yes, there is a laundry list of them. It's anxiety and nervousness, breast enlargement in men, which is possible, diarrhea, difficulty concentrating, double vision, eyeballs that protrude. That's something that's really common for people with Graves' disease. Eye irritation and tearing, fatigue, heat intolerance, increased appetite, increased sweating, insomnia, menstrual irregularities, muscle weakness, rapid or irregular heartbeat, like you were saying earlier, Rick, restlessness, shortness of breath with exertion, thyroid enlargement, which is goiter, tremor, weight gain, which is rare, and weight loss. Weight loss is one of the most common. So we actually have a friend who is hyperthyroid, but she's very, very good at reading and studying natural solutions for that. So she's steered completely clear away from all the medications. But Rick, there's a lot of root causes here too.
Yeah, there are actually, and just some of these things. Genetics can be one of the things, which is, that's kind of a tough one. You know, when you just have a family history of hyperthyroidism, you just can't get away from that. And that's where you just have to treat it the best way you can, which we'll get into later with some natural therapies, things you might try. But interestingly, I was reading that women are actually 7 times more likely to develop Graves' disease than men are. So for the ladies out there, that's I'm sorry for that bit of bad news, but it appears that ladies, it's just much more of a common thing for them. Graves' disease usually develops after age 20. Stress can be a root cause. Smoking, pregnancy, which is interesting. I don't think that's a biggie, but it's just something that we want to mention. And what holistic doctors tend to look at with food hyperthyroidism, food allergies such as gluten, they can trigger autoimmunity. And gluten's a biggie. Dr. Stenger has estimated that 30 to 50% of the population suffers from gluten sensitivities. So we do have a product called Digestive Health, which helps to one specific digestive aid in there called DPP-4 actually helps digest that gluten. So that's something we'll talk about in another show. But there are helps out there for people with gluten sensitivities. Overall hormone balance, particularly less stress hormones such as DHA and cortisol, which modulate the immune system. Toxic metals, that can be a problem because there's so much toxic stuff in the air. People even that eat a lot of tuna fish, sometimes you can have a lot of mercury there. I've mentioned on the show, I think my lead levels are actually a little high, and there are things that that I'm doing right now to bring that down because that was raising my oxidized LDL.
Now, did some of that lead land in your foot?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, my dad used to say, "Got a heavy foot when you're driving." I think my driving is just fine. That was totally unscripted, as you might guess. But anyway, so I do have a fast car. Anyway, poor digestive function, environmental toxins such as pesticides. So you can see that the things that we talk about in this show, the pesticides and the herbicides in the food, eating clean foods, produce, especially the meats with the hormones, these things can lead to so many different problems. So just being careful about what you're putting in your body is really, really important. So anyway, so there were a couple of things I think you wanted to bring up, Mel, and then we're going to talk about some of the practical helps that people might find to deal with this issue.
Yes, there are some testing techniques out there. Thyroid hormone levels and antibodies can be tested with blood tests. Food allergies and sensitivities can be tested with blood, stool, electrodermal testing. Toxic metals can be tested with the urine, the blood, or the hair. Digestive function and absorption can be tested through stool analysis and urine. Environmental toxin levels can be tested through the blood and urine. And there's a few treatment options here, too. You know, a healthy diet can help to reduce the autoimmune response that's involved with hyperthyroidism. And there's a few recommended foods, too. So if you focus on a diet that is rich in whole foods in their natural state, things like vegetables, fruits, fish, legumes, nuts and seeds, and non-gluten grains. You can also drink shakes that are made with protein, anti-inflammatory herbs, and other nutrients. Those can be helpful. But you want to avoid, again, anything that has gluten in it. So rye, barley, wheat, most of the oats. And, you know, oats in themselves typically are not something to be concerned with, specifically with gluten. The problem is that unless an oat is certified as non-gluten, the bigger concern is that a lot of times those fields are so close to gluten-related fields. So the rye, the barley, the wheat fields are quite often very close to the oat fields. So that's why there can be concern about gluten contamination in oats. Also, casein-free diet, so a diet free of cow's milk. And you can also avoid artificial dyes, coloring, sweeteners, and simple sugars.
Yes, and you know, going back to your testing techniques, that's one of the things you might be getting the sense that this hyperthyroidism is not something generally that you can go into a health food store and say, oh, I need your supplement for hyperthyroidism. In fact, we do not have a supplement that can really effectively deal with this issue. It's a very comprehensive approach that you have to take with this. And when you talk about those testing techniques, those are things that are done in a medical clinic. So this is where we would encourage people, the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine down in Encinitas, where Dr. Singer is. And he's not asking us to say this, by the way. I just, you know, we're friends, and he does a great job. He does blood work on myself, my wife, my kids every year. This is the kind of thing where you really do want to go see some sort of integrative doctor that can help you. But we are going to give you some practical things that you might try that might be helpful. But I think our recommendation would be to be more comprehensive in your approach.
Well, and one of the things that is said is that a lot of regular MDs do not look at the blood work in the same way. They don't do the same kind of comprehensive panels that a naturopathic medical physician like Dr. Stengler would. So, you know, yes, we encourage you, if you're near Dr. Stengler, go visit his clinic or find a good naturopath in your area, a naturopathic medical doctor, because you're going to get more you're going to get a more comprehensive evaluation that will really help determine what you need to address your issues.
Right. That's really important. So anyway, with that, we want to just talk about a few supplements that there's some research on and things that might help. There's one homeopathic product out there. It's homeopathic iodum, I-O-D-U-M. And it's been recommended to take two pellets, of 30C potency three times daily for 5 days, or two pellets of a 200C one time only. So this might not be something that's easy to find, but this is the first recommendation that Dr. Singer has, is that homeopathic iodum. So again, two pellets of a 30C potency three times daily for 5 days, or two pellets of a 200C one time only. So, and there, you know, see if there's an improvement. If there isn't, and then do not repeat. The treatment's best done under supervision of a homeopathic practitioner, it says. But then also something more simple is a bugle weed. That's a B-U-G-L-E weed, bugle weed. Take 2 milliliters three times daily. Bugle weed contains organic acids that are believed to inhibit antibody binding to the thyroid gland. So that's something I don't know if you'll find that in a health food store or not. You may have to look on the internet, but that would be a tincture. So bugle weed. And then carnitine, this is something you can find in any health food store. And interestingly, there was a study in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, and it found that L-carnitine supplementation significantly alleviated the symptoms associated with hyperthyroidism. The randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled 6-month trial involved 50 women. The researchers found that 2,000, 4,000 milligrams daily of oral L-carnitine was able to relieve many symptoms associated with hyperthyroidism without any toxicity or medication interaction. And that's really key. So if you're on medication, you could take this, and based on this study, there were no issues. So it also helped to reduce elevated liver enzymes. So
and it's relatively inexpensive, too, isn't it, in health food stores?
It is. And there's different types of carnitine. You can buy carnitine HCl. Carnitine tartrate is one that's more stable. The other kind of carnitines are very hygroscopic, which means they suck moisture out of the air, and then the capsules tend to stick together. So carnitine tartrate is very, very it's a good form of carnitine. So anyway, you want to make sure on the label it's the elemental carnitine. It should say carnitine on the supplement facts. Then in parentheses, it should say tartrate. If it just says carnitine tartrate, no parentheses, it's only a 67% strength material. So if it says 1,000 milligrams, you're only getting 670 milligrams of L-carnitine. So if it's in parentheses, then they have to do, in the manufacturing process, they have to adjust to make sure you're getting the dosing of the pure carnitine, and then, you know, well, that's how it's done on the label. So if it's in parentheses with carnitine and with minerals, that's in, you're getting the actual elemental amount of the active. So what you should do is take 1,000 milligrams 2 to 4 times daily. So that's really key. So that L-carnitine. And we're almost out of time. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about a few other prescriptions that can help. And then we want to spend a little bit of time. I want to talk about something called hydrotherapy. This is something that I've done personally. It's been used in Europe for many, many, many years, and it can be very helpful. It was something as simple as water, but we're going to get more into that, and hopefully you'll find that very interesting. But it just a little hint, I had a potential appendicitis. I did this and fixed it without going to the doctor, which was huge. So with that, we'll be right back.
An increasing amount of studies are demonstrating anti-aging effects from a natural compound called resveratrol. In fact, resveratrol has been shown to have very potent anti-aging and heart-healthy properties. Some scientists believe it may have the ability to turn off the aging gene. Resveratrol is a type of polyphenol that can be found naturally in a variety of sources, including red grapes and Japanese knotweed, and has gained a lot of attention for its reported anti-aging and cardiovascular benefits. In recent studies, resveratrol has been shown to support heart health, promote good circulation, optimize blood sugar health, and reduce inflammation. Fruitreance Resveratrol by Ultra Laboratories is made by using the best organically grown ingredients in the purest, most concentrated form possible. The formulas are 100% additive-free for the highest quality fruit supplements available in the highest concentrations of only the active ingredients, without any added sugar. To learn more, visit ultralaboratories.com. You can also find Fruitreance Resveratrol at local health stores in your area.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. The liver makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body, and in addition makes about 80% of our cholesterol. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health checklist. Emerald Laboratories Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients, including supersilimarin, which is laboratory verified on all six isomers of silimarin, patented Moriva phytosome, which is 29 times more absorbable than standard turmeric for powerful inflammation support, and artichoke extract, all in a powerful combination to support the major pathways of liver detoxification. To learn more about Emerald Laboratories Liver Health formula, visit ultralaboratories.com. Emerald Laboratories Liver Health can also be found at finer health food stores in your area.
Do you suffer from the I used to's, like I used to be able to read without my glasses, or remember why I walked into a room, or even when you didn't used to worry about cholesterol levels or the health of the prostate? As we age, the needs of our body can change, and with certain demands on the body increasing, supplementation is key. Ultra Laboratories is focused on helping people better manage the daily effects of aging by crafting high-quality additive-free formulas that will fill the void we no longer are getting from our daily diet. A few of the standout formulas are Vision Health, Memory Health, Cholesterol Health, Prostate Health, and the multis that range from one a day to more gender and age-specific formulas. Each of these additive-free formulas was clinically formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD, author of the best-selling book Prescription for Natural Cures, and host of the PBS show Natural Healing with Dr. Stengler. For more information on these formulas, please visit the Ultra Laboratories website at www.ultralaboratories.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect or collide, like you said earlier, Rick.
Yes, yes. Hopefully not too often.
I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and before the break, Rick Simpson, your host, was bringing you some of the super prescriptions, the natural prescriptions, for helping with hyperthyroidism. We had a couple more of them I was going to go over with all of you before Rick really gets into something that's been very helpful even for him personally, which is hydrotherapy.
I just wanted to remind everybody how they can connect to us. And again, the major hub is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. If you've missed any part of the beginning of the show and you want to listen back to the archives, you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
But the next one on this list is lemon balm. Now, this is something that I used to grow in my little patio garden. Smells fantastic. They make it into teas quite a bit. But if you take 2 milliliters three times daily, it contains substances that inhibit antibody binding to the thyroid gland. So something really simple. You can find the plant usually even in the garden department at your local store. And then B-complex. Now, this is something that's really important. We're definitely going to consistently talk about B vitamins with all of you. If you take 50 milligrams twice daily to help with the symptoms of, it will help with the symptoms of hyperthyroidism. One of the products we're going to talk about today or offer for you at a good discount at the end of the show is the Be Healthy, which really has some phenomenal forms of coenzymated B vitamins. But Rick, you got to tell us about the hydrotherapy.
Yes, this is something, like I said in the previous segment, I've had personal experience with. We've done this on our children, and this is so effective. And I want to tell you a quick story about when I'm not certain I had a potential appendicitis. My appendix had not burst, but I had pain that I'm quite certain was, just because I talked to Dr. Singer about it. And so when I had this pain, my Anita, the medical doctor, she said, you need to go to the hospital now. We'll come pick you up. My husband and I will take you to the hospital. And I was like, well, hold on, because then, that can just, then you're going to get drugs and all this stuff. And I said, I'm not ready to do that. And she's like, you're going to be foolish, because if it bursts, you got a big problem. So anyway, and then I called Dr. Singer. He goes, I wouldn't be so concerned. And, it's not great. I got Anita over here. I got Mark over there. So then Mark said, here's what I would do. So I went and got a cocktail of probiotics because it's basically, your appendix, which is part of your ascending colon, where it goes from your small intestine, your large intestines, right there. If it bursts, all this bacteria and poison goes into your peritoneal cavity, where your stomach and all your organs reside, and then they've got to sterilize all that, and it's just a huge problem. So I did the probiotics, and then Mark said, take these homeopathics. I went to Whole Foods, got those. And he said, do this hydrotherapy. And so I did everything except for the hydrotherapy. And I'm like, whatever, it's water, who cares? And then a couple of days later, he goes, how are you doing? I said, about the same. He goes, well, are you doing the hydrotherapy? I'm like, I didn't think it was that important. And he goes, no, that's like the most important thing. And I was like, really? Why? Well, it's whatever. It's just hot, cold. He's like, what's the big deal? He goes, no, just do this. I did this for, I think, twice a day for 2 days. The pain was completely gone. So with that, let me read you a little bit about hydrotherapy, and I just want to encourage you all for this, for helping with immune function. It says, the use of water as a healing tool has been recorded since ancient times. Records found from the Egyptians and Babylonians are filled with descriptions about various forms of hydrotherapy. Ancient Greeks and Romans placed a high priority on baths for healing and disease prevention. Vincent Prisnitz, who lived from 1799 to 1852, was one of the most influential people in the hydrotherapy movement. As a boy, he observed how injured animals instinctively went to a nearby creek to let the cold flowing water heal their injuries. Prisnitz experimented with various forms of hydrotherapy as a boy growing up on a farm in Europe. At age 17, he was run over by a wagon and pronounced untreatable by a local surgeon. Using hydrotherapy, he was able to recover from his broken ribs. From that point on, people came from around the country for his famed hydrotherapy treatments. Later in life, the Austrian emperor gave him a gold medal for civic merit. Father Sebastian Niep, who lived from 1821 to 1897, was also a famous advocate of hydrotherapy, devising approximately 120 different uses of water for healing. His hydrotherapy treatments are still used by spas and clinics in Europe today. And a lot of people know in Europe they have very different ways of treating chronic issues than we do here in the States. And that's why ginkgo and milk thistle, they are considered drugs in Europe. So the most powerful of the hydrotherapy treatments is constitutional hydrotherapy. It has been named constitutional since it has benefits to the entire constitution of a person. It'll optimize circulation, detoxify and purify the blood, enhance digestive function and elimination, tonifies and balances the nervous system, stimulates and enhances the immune system. It is particularly helpful for people suffering from digestive problems, respiratory problems such as sore throats and bronchitis, or infections such as cold or the flu. It says, note here, if a child has asthma, this procedure should be used only under the guidance of a physician. So the frequency of this treatment, acute conditions, you could do it 1-2 times daily as I did. Chronic conditions, you could do it 5-7 times weekly, so like once a day. This is such a great treatment. I can't encourage you enough to do this, but I'm just going to give you a quick idea of how this works. So basically, the person lies in bed on his or her back. An assistant covers the bare chest and the abdomen with two thicknesses of towels that have been placed in hot water and wrung out. Wet towels can be heated in the microwave. Towels should be hot yet tolerable for children. So you want it as hot as possible where it doesn't burn the skin, but very hot. Place a small section of towel on the child first to make sure it is not too hot. Then once you cover the hot towels with a dry towel, so you lay all the hot towels from the waist all the way up to the neck, basically, and then you cover them up with some dry towels. So you don't want them getting chilled or things like that. After 5 minutes, you remove the hot towels and replace with a single thickness of a thin towel that has been run under cold water and then wrung out. What my wife does, she kind of likes torturing me. She actually puts them in the freezer. And so I'll tell you, after you do those hot towels 5 minutes, and then you come out with the cold towels, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, it's really. But what it does is it causes your lymph in your body to circulate effectively, and it's very effective. So then you do the cold towel for 10 minutes. So then again, you put some other towels on top of it so they don't get a chill. Then you turn the person over on their stomach. And you do it on the back. Again, 5 minutes hot towel, followed by 10 minutes with the cold towel. So on the laying on your back, 5 minutes hot, 10 minutes cold. Turn over in your stomach, 5 minutes hot, 10 minutes cold, covered by dry blankets on top of that, and that is the hydrotherapy. Very, very effective. I cannot encourage you enough to try this.
It's crazy how simple it sounds and how effective it is. That's crazy.
You know, and at first, I mean, really, you feel when you get those cold towels, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so cold. But then within 2 days, the pain was gone. And the first day, it was like, oh wow, it's like 50% better. Then I said, okay, let's do this twice again today. We did it morning and night. Next morning, completely gone.
Wow.
And since then, never looked back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. Anyway, we're going to run out of time. So real quick, Mel, let's go over getting to know you.
All right. So the code this week for getting to know you is WINNER, WINNER. And if you log on to shopnaturalproducts.com, you will be able to save an additional 25% off of their everyday low price on all three of the women's multis, because women tend to be more prone to Graves' disease. Those multis all have phenomenal forms of bees, which are a great natural therapy for hyperthyroidism. So the Bee Healthy is also on there, and also the Digestive Health.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
So the question was, is who had a relative help them win, and whose relative always won? Rick?
Well, actually, my daughter, this leaves me not being the cheater. No, just kidding. Anyway, my daughter, Cassidy, when she was 4 or 5 years old, my wife goes to the farmer's market every week, and they have these raffles. Every week, my wife would come home, she'd go, oh, Cassie won again. And there's probably 50 or 100 people, and oh, Cassie won again. So she went through this phase where she was just always winning. Now, that doesn't happen so much anymore, which is probably best for her. But anyway, so she was the one that was always winning. Now, you, Mel, give us your story.
Well, I always won too, but my grandparents were really involved in the Orange County Lapidarian Gemological Society. In fact, my grandpa was the president of it. And so when I was about 2-3 years old, I went everywhere with them. I lived with them, actually. And so everybody knew me, and my grandpa would go up on the stage at every one of the shows, and he would call out winners off of the little raffle tickets for various prizes. And before he'd walk up, he'd always say, okay, baby, let me look at yours. He would memorize the number, and I would always get called up. Yeah.
So you always won.
Everybody always knew I was going to win, though. So, and it was always, you know, it was always the least value prize. But I was so excited because I always knew I was going to get to go up there and stand next to my grandpa while he read off all the other winners, and I was proud as could be. So, yes, I was the cheater. But I was only two or three, and I was...
She's not like that. She didn't. it never took hold because Melody's got the best integrity of most anybody I know out there. So anyway, we're really out of time. But please remember www.ultralaboratories.com, our partner affiliate, www.shopnaturalproducts.com. You can email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net, or you can call us at 424-703-4150. That's 424-703-4150. And hopefully you'll all tune in with us again next Saturday. Thank you.